don't.
Somebody can get mad at him. Nah. I'm tired of you.
Nah, I don't think nobody wants to do that anyway. That's not a guy you want to mess with.
Do you rib him a little bit, though?
Huh? Oh, nah. I tell you the truth, I hadn't even taken notice to it. I didn't even look at it. I haven't even seen it.
Is that because your head is buried in the playbook?
Yeah, I would say it's more of that. Yeah, just worrying about Kansas City, looking up at the screen while he's going over stuff, not really worried about him, just worried about what's going on up at the screen.
When you look at a guy like Alex Smith, what stands out to him? Is it his brains as much as what he does physically on the field?
I would say his brains and his toughness. His brains, just because he knows what coverages the defense are in before they even the ball is snapped, and then his toughness. That guy right there, he's a warrior. He can tell he leads his team. Running the ball, throwing the ball, he gets sacked, gets right back up, might even smile a little bit. So it's going to be a tough challenge.
I'd imagine this team is preparing as though Jeremy Maclin will play for them, but how different is their offense if he's not out there?
I mean, well, I tried to take a look at that. I went back and watched the Pittsburgh tape when they didn't have him, when he was dealing with the concussion, and they were still moving the ball. They were still doing what they wanted to do, controlling the pass game, running the ball, creating different type of matchups to create space. So even though it's not the same offense, it's still an effective offense that won games when he wasn't in there.
So it's fair to say you guys aren't underestimating some of the other maybe unknown names that are on their offense.
Oh yeah, definitely not. I mean, those guys they make plays when their number is called upon. So we know at any point of the game they have a lot of vertical threats, a lot of fast guys on the outside. So we have to be ready to play who is out there and know what their strengths are.
Do you see Maclin with a guy like that, his skill set in that offense, is capable of taking over a game?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, he's done it. I mean, they line him up in a lot of different places, try to feature him, get him the ball, and he's had a tremendous year this year.
Does your game plan really change that much if he can't be on the field?
I would say not really the game plan changes, but just awareness. It might change a little bit because you want to know, especially where Maclin and Kelce is. But if he's not out there, I guess it just puts a little bit more emphasis on Kelce.
Yeah, a lot of people compare Kelce to Rob Gronkowski. Do you see the comparison, and if yes, where?
I would say it's definitely a comparison. I would say it's catch radius, him catching the ball, and then after the catch is really phenomenal. Guys fall off him a lot, miss a lot of tackles, and I would say that's a good comparison between him and Gronk.
Is he one of the more unique players in the league with how they get him the ball, being in the tight end position?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because he lines up all over the place. He might be outside, he might be inside, he might be flex. I mean, he's all over the place. He's quick, can run really well, catch the ball. He's definitely a special talent.
How difficult is it to bait a guy like Alex Smith into a mistake?
I don't think you're going to bait him into anything. I mean, he definitely does a great job of taking care of the ball. It's tough because he's a smart player, dependable player, and he does what they want him to do as far as a quarterback. Take care of the ball, run the ball, run the offense, really, really effective and no turnovers. And he's been doing that really, really well this year.
Alex Smith gets labeled a lot as a game manager. You know, what does maybe that term mean to you, and do you feel he's more than that?
I would say he's more than that. I mean, he's a playmaker in my eyes, and definitely when we're scouting him, because he can throw the ball, he can make all the throws that need to be made, get everybody in line, and then his feet is what really makes him a lot different, because he's been having a lot of big runs that just – you might have everybody locked up on the outside, but he continued to make runs. He has like 500 yards rushing, 6 yards per carry, like 30 first downs. Like all those stuff right there just let you know that he's more than a game manager, more of a playmaker.
Around the pressure of the playoffs, the urgency, how do you deal with that mentality? How does it affect the way you prepare?
Just what I've been doing. I mean, can't let the game take you out your element. If you're a true professional, the way you prepare for the game and all the games before is going to stay consistent. So you have to keep your same approach and just continue to work.
Why do you think some guys thrive under it and others don't?
Pressure. Pressure is real. Some people can handle it and some people can't.